Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. The Yankees, they knew they were going to get swept in the World Series if they didn't wake up, especially after Freddie Freeman hit another first-inning home run last night in the Boogie Down Bronx. But Anthony Volpe wasn't having any of it. The New York native, whose family idolizes the pinstripes their whole life. How about this guy? A knee-high slider. He jacks it into the left field seats. A third inning grand slam breakfast sparks the Yankees to an 11-4 win over the Dodgers in a survival game 4 last night after being down 3-0 in the series. And Austin Wells had a big game. He said, "This place was shaking. I literally felt the ground shaking." Wells and Gleyber Day added homers for the Yankees. They broke the game open with a 5-run 8th inning. They had 7 runs in the first 3 games total. But they got some of their swagger back. Wells, after the game, wearing his fully operational Death Star Yankee t-shirt, talking about Brian Cashman, talking about the crowd in the Bronx. How about the sellout of 49,000 plus chanting Volpe's name during the ninth inning? If you finally get to see the top blow off of Yankee Stadium like this, Aaron Boone said, "That's what it's all about. When Anthony hits that ball, it was fun to see the stadium erupt." Wells said it was dire after Monday's loss, and they needed to relieve the pressure. So why not go out and have fun? And they did. Now Freeman homered for the 6th straight game in the series, dating back to his time with the Braves. He took a slider from Louis Heel and plopped it into the short porch in right following Betts' one-out double. Freeman became the first player to homer in the first 4 games of the World Series, and his streak of long balls in 6 straight World Series games is one more than George Springer had in 2017 and 2019. Freeman said, "I'll look back on it and have a laugh after we win this thing. We want to get it done. Pretty cool. Obviously, I can keep it going tomorrow, I hope." Game 5 tonight of the Boogie Down, with the Yankees sending ace Garrett Cole to the bump against the Dodgers' Jack Flaherty in a rematch of Game 1. That was when the Yankees took him out. Eventually, they got a 3-2 lead in the 10th inning, only to lose on Freeman's grand slam at Dodger Stadium. The Yankees trying to become the first team to overcome a 3-0 series deficit. They went ahead 5-2 on Verdugo's RBI grounder in the second, and Volpe's drive against Hudson. "All it takes is one swing," Judge said. Volpe sent the shot into the left field seats. He said, "I pretty much blacked out as soon as I saw it go over the fence." The Gold Glove shortstop, in his second big league season, doubled and became the first player in series history with a grand slam and a pair of stolen bases in a game. He was 8 when they won the series in 09. He scored their first run when he walked after getting behind 0-2 in the count, but he made a base-running blunder when Wells hit a double that was almost a home run off the right center field wall. He stopped at second, didn't score on the play, and Verdugo followed with an RBI grounder to bring him in, so it didn't matter. Betts said he knows the Yankees are going to fight. "If you made it this far, you have a resilient team that's going to fight the whole time." Now, the Dodgers closed within 6-4 with a 2-run 5th. Will Smith homered off Heel, and Freeman had an RBI grounder. Freeman beat a relay to avoid an inning-ending double play. And what was originally ruled an out, they reversed it. Wells hit a second deck homer in the 6th off of Knack, and Verdugo added another run-scoring grounder in the 8th, capping an 11-pitch at-bat ahead of Gleyber Day's 3-run shot off Brent Honeywell, Tim Hill, and winning pitcher Clay Holmes, Mark Leiter, Luke Weaver, and Meza strung together 5 innings of one-hit scoreless relief with 7 strikeouts, and the Yankees avoided what would have been their first losing series sweep since 76. Dave Roberts said, as far as outcomes, to have 6 guys in your pen that are feeling good, rested, I feel good about that now. 21 of the previous 24 teams to take a 3-0 series lead went on to sweeps. All but the 1910 A's in Philadelphia against the Cubs, the 37 Yankees against the New York Giants, and the 70 Orioles against the Cincinnati Reds. All 3 of those series ended in 5 games. Tonight, of course, is Game 5. The 0-4 Red Sox, sparked by that stolen base by Roberts, are the only team to overcome a 3-zip deficit in any round, beating the Yankees in the ALCS. That was the championship series. It wasn't the World Series. Judge drove in his first run of the series with an RBI single in the 8th, and it's 2-for-15 in 4 games, but at least he did something. Otani is also 2-for-15 after going 1-for-4 with a single, his first hit since he separated his shoulder in Game 2. So New York stopped a 7-game series losing streak against the Dodgers dating back to 81. They got their first 7 RBIs from the bottom 3 hitters in the order, Volpe, Wells, Verdugo, who entered 4-for-32 with 3 RBIs in the series. So they got it done. They're alive. They survived. So Cole allowed 1 run over 6 innings in the opener. Kike Hernandez tripled in the 5th as right fielder Soto took a poor route, then scored on Smith's sac fly. Flaherty gave up 2 runs in 5 1/3, a 2-run homer to Stanton as well, if you'll remember, in his start against Cole. Let's look at college football last night. We hit FIU. They were laying 7. We needed them to win against New Mexico State, who never covers. And the FIU boys got it done at Pitbull Stadium, 34-13. Jenkins, 338 and 4 TDs for FIU. Nice job by him. And Louisiana covered for us. We had the 4.5. They win 23-17 at Texas State. And then we also had Louisiana Tech and 10 points against Sam Houston. We told you that Sam Houston never covers. They were laying 10. They win 9-3 over Louisiana Tech, but Louisiana Tech covered. And that's all that matters. So what do we got today? Jacksonville State at Liberty in Lynchburg, Virginia on CBS Sports Network at 7 o'clock. Liberty's laying 2. 7:30 on the deuce. Forellasaw State against Western Kentucky in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The Hilltoppers are laying 24. Let's look at the NBA from last night. The Nuggets get it done in overtime. 144-139 over the Nets at Barclays. The Joker, 29 points, 18 boards, 16 dimes. The trip dub for the Joker. Mavs, 120-114 over the T-Wolves. Kyrie with 35. Kings, 113-96 at Salt Lake Shakers against the Jazz. Sabonis, the double-double, 28-11. And the Dubs, they got it done against the Pelicans, 124-106. How about this? Your boy, Buddy Hield, a 28-burger, a season high for him. Let's see what's going on a Wednesday. Lakers at Cavs at 7 o'clock in Cleveland at the Rocket Mortgage. Cavs laying 4.5. 7:30, Knicks at Heat in Miami. The Knicks are laying 2.5. 8 o'clock, the Nets and Grizzlies at the FedEx in Memphis. Grizzlies laying 11.5. Raptors at Hornets in Charlotte. Charlotte laying 6.5. Celtics at Pacers at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indy. Boston laying 7.5. 7 o'clock, Pistons Sixers in Philadelphia. Philly laying 3.5. Paul George will make his debut. Hawks and Wizards in D.C. at the Capital One. Atlanta's laying 4.5. 8 o'clock, Magic at Bulls at the United Center in Chicago. Orlando laying 5.5. 9:30 on ESPN, Spurs and Thunder at Oak City. The Thunder are laying 12.5. 10 o'clock, Pels and Warriors again, back-to-back at the Chase in San Francisco. Golden State laying 2.5. And 10:30, the Blazers and Clippers are playing at the Intuit in Inglewood in Lipstick City. And the Clippers are laying 8.5. Hockey from last night, the Wild and the Flower in his last game in Pittsburgh ever beat the Penguins 5-3, Flyers 2-0 over the Bruins at the Garden. The Bruins 4-5-1, they stink. Kraken all over the Canadiens 8-2 in Montreal at the Bell Center. Ducks beat the Islanders at the racetrack 3-1. The Blues got smoked in Ottawa 8-1. Stoltzel with a couple of goals and a couple of assists for Ottawa. Capitals beat the Rangers 5-3. Ovi with a pair of goals for the Caps. And the Sharks beat the Kings 4-2. Wallman with a goal and two assists for the Sharks. Let's take a look at what's going on tonight in the NHL. Islanders, the Blue Jackets in Columbus. Islanders are -$1.45. 7:30, Jets and Red Wings at Little Sleezers in Detroit. Winnipeg laying $1.45. 9 o'clock, Lightning and Avs at the Ball Arena in Denver. Colorado's -120. Flames are in Salt Lake against Utah. Utah's -$1.25. 10 o'clock, Vegas at LA on TNT. Vegas is favored -$1.25. Devils and Canucks at Rogers Arena in Vancouver at 10:30. And Vancouver's -$1.15. That's it. That's everything. Make sure you catch Pharrell Coast to Coast every Monday through Friday, 3-6. Today we're just doing 1 hour because they're running a Breeders' Cup special from 4-7 East. Make sure you check out Pharrell and the Prophet, our app, and Profitable TV on X. We got a lot going on there. Catch Pharrell Unplugged. Catch Pharrell and the Prophet. Prophet Plays. Barely Legal, it's a fantasy show. Miserable Men, a comedy show. Pipe Dreamers, a glass-blowing show. And Jim Florentine, comedy specials, and Meet the Creeps, all happening on the app. It's badass. And get the Prophet's Plays every day that are also kick-ass. So check out Pharrell and the Prophet app. Get it. You'll dig it. You'll love it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.